In just a moment, we'll have the pleasure of listening to Dr. Aftergood chant the Haftarah for us this morning. In a way, I believe that the Shalit family has lived in a constant state of Shmini Atzeret. The reason why I use this analogy is because, as Rabbi Fruit Handler eloquently expressed in his Ark prayer, this holiday is all about waiting. It's all about lingering. For just a little bit longer, we choose to wait in our sukkah. For just a little bit longer, today we wait and linger and grasp on to the season of forgiveness. For some reason on this holiday, this Chag, it's our time to express why it's hard to let go. Why it's hard to let go to that connection to God that seems so prevalent during the month of Tishrei. Why it's hard to let go of the pouring and the draining and the reading of our souls. I had a chance to meet Aviva Shalit last December when I traveled with our Nazarian fellows to Israel. And she gave me the feeling that she was not ready to let go. And thank God for that. That she felt as if she lingered just a little bit longer in her tent outside of the Prime Minister's home. If she lingered just a little bit longer to that hope that her son was alive, that in fact, because of that grasping, because of that waiting, and because of that lingering, her son might come home. And as we know, indeed he has. I found a beautiful poem that I wanted to share with you this morning. The poem is by the Israeli author Nava Semel. The poem is not about Shmini Atzeret, rather about Shabbat. But what she describes is that relief that so many of us feel after a long wait. The respite that so many of us need after a season of lingering. The poem is entitled Shabbat Shel Chayalim, the Shabbat of Soldiers. At our house, the seventh day isn't quite what it is in the book of Genesis. The moments between sacred and profane are measured differently. How many days left? How many days before? How many days till grasping a pass in his hand, setting his gun down on our door, switching his fatigues for a t-shirt, resting his head on his father's shoulder and mine. Our son, Iyar, comes home from the army. Only then for me are the heavens and earth finished, and I bless the Sabbath candles, and we rest. Come, my beloved, groom of the Sabbath, O crowned by his homecoming, any day of Sabbath, Tuzbath, Fry bath, a whole week home, and we replay the saga of creation. From chaos and the void to Adam, wrought in the divine image. There was darkness on the face of the deep, now there is light. Watch over him for me, King of the universe. Blessed are you who gives us purpose in life. Praised are you who hallows the Sabbath of soldiers. On this Shmini Atzeret, this holiday of waiting and lingering, the Shalit family waits and lingers no more. Welcome home, Gilad Shalit. Chag Sameach.